What's the message for this team in terms of taking care of the little things and no turnovers and cut down on the penalties and things like that?
Well, you know, we have some great guys here. You know, sometimes we just forget about the little things, trying to make bigger things happen. You know, we try to stretch out and get the extra 2 yards for the first down, and then, you know, we're careless with the ball. But, you know, we're going to get it together. We're going to take some time out, get our body back right, and look at the things we did in the, you know, the beginning of the season that we did well and try to build on those things.
Are you confident that this team at 3-4 with 4 tough games coming up can get it together?
Yes, I wasn't a part of the team, you know, in the past when they, you know, when they went on their run to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I look back at some of the film, you know, it was kind of the same thing, you know. They got it together and they made a run. And when you have 10 on your team, you know, it's nothing we can't do.
How would you describe your way the season has been for you so far?
It's been okay, you know. I feel like I still have a lot of room for improvement. You know, so my focus is just on getting better and continue to, you know, provide a help team.
You progress a lot as a pass catcher, surprising a lot of people. Do you go into the bye thinking, wow, you know, I've done good so far? Do you think about the fumble yesterday and things that you can improve on?
Those things are gonna stick in my mind. You know, when I'm in practice, I'm gonna work on those things, to focus on those things harder, so that I can prevent things like that from happening. You know, like I said, I was trying to, you know, get the extra couple yards, you know, to help the team. But, you know, I got careless with the ball, and it's not acceptable.
You feel there's more pressure on guys like you in the offense with Cruz out to be the guy. You know, you're a young guy, but do you feel a lot of pressure at this stage?
Well, you know, it's the NFL, so, you know, everybody has a job to do. So we have some great, you know, talent here. So everybody's just doing, you know, whatever role they're asking them to do, that's what we're trying to do.
Can run blocking take longer to learn than pass receiving?
Yeah, there's some big men out there, you know. These are not no little guys, you know. You're putting your hands on, they get paid also. So, you know, it's a difficult task, but one that has to be done. So, you know, I'm trying to get better at that, you know, so I can continue to help the team in that way also, not just by, you know, catching the ball.
Can you repeat everything you've said in the last 5 minutes?
I wish, yeah.
I mean, when you look at this team, I mean, you're 3-4. I mean, what do you play on post?
I mean, we still have another half of the season to go. You know, it's far from over. You know, things happen. You know, our main focus is to come in and win games. That's all we can control. So that's what we're going to focus on.
Personally, can you talk about where you've come since training camp? I mean, at training camp, everybody was kind of wondering, you know, what was going to happen at tight end, who was going to be the number one guy, you know, that kind of thing. And now you got you and Daniel combined for 8 touchdown passes now in 7 games. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, that development for the two of you guys and kind of how the positions unfolded for you?
Well, you know, in all things in life, you know, it's a learning process to go with anything. You know, if you don't, you know what you're doing to the best of your ability, you can't do it the way you know how. You know, it was just a learning process and getting a better understanding of the offense, and it's becoming, you know, second nature to me that I can go out and play.